section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Oh, yeah. Got to get limber. Got to get loose.
Coming to you live from the High Note in Pekin, Illinois, it's IBWIP's 200th episode, 8th anniversary, spectacular. What happened to the music?
I turned it down.
You turned down the music?
Yeah.
On tonight's show, IBWIP News Bulletin, Blake's List, It Burns When I Sing, Crowd Q&A, Would You Rather, and the high score on Roller Coaster Tycoon Pinball with your co-host, Big E, Vitamin D, Heartland Heartthrob Brett Conlon, Malls, Intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
Hey everybody, welcome to... Shut up. Welcome to episode 200 of It Burns IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Let's get some of that Bulls theme music. Keep it up. All right, folks, welcome. Hey, I want to first give a shout out to the High Note for letting us do this. And
yeah.
It's a really bad idea to have podcasts at a bar.
Didn't someone outside tell you that, that everyone's going to love your songs the other day?
Yeah, yeah. There was one lady who says, are you nervous about Saturday? I said, yeah, I've never done it before in front of people. And she goes, well, do you sing? I said, oh, God, we're in for a treat. All right, first, everybody, let's all welcome, for all you ladies out there, my co-host is single and down to pound. He likes long walks in the playground, going to garage sales in the rain, and spending Saturday afternoons getting his hair done. Let's welcome Locks of Love, Jason. I've never heard that many people clap for you.
First
time for everything. All right, and now we brought her on as a co-host to give us a fresh, young female point of view for the show. She has since told us about the nerve endings in a vagina, trying to get freaky during the show, friends, and wanting to smack her friend right in the C-word. Here she is, intern Heather.
Good to be here.
What's the C-word? I don't even know what that is.
California. Slapped her right in her California.
I believe the exact words were, she said that she's having horrible weather and it's 75. I just want to smack her right in the...
California.
All right, let's go ahead and introduce our special guest for segment one. All right, our first special guest. One of my fondest memories as a child was me and our next guest were in grade school, and we lit one of his farts on fire. I do believe he had leopard pairs of underwear, and he's head of security. Let's welcome Big E. Hey, that is a true story. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember it. After you said leopard skin underwear, I thought,
who would get a child leopard print?
I don't know.
He was always
hip
and cool.
Time. I was always ahead of her.
Your beard wasn't as long back then. And finally, you may know him from past episodes as The Voice, but we now like to refer to him as Vitamin D. Ladies, if you're looking for that special supplement that will make you smile, give it up for our next guest host, Vitamin D. And hey, I'll just introduce him now. There's a big guy back here in the back. He was going to be my sound savior, and he basically did. This is Andy, and he is the reason for IBWIP and the reason why it gets put out. Let's give it up for Andy. I've known my wife for 4 years, and she was like, I'm finally going to meet Andy. And I was like, yes, finally. All right. So, let's see. We've welcomed everybody. And for those of you that don't know what IBWIP is, about 8 years ago, I started it as a Roots podcast, and we played a lot of music. Through the years, I've had about 75 or 80 interviews with different bands and artists. And over the years, it's become an inappropriate comedy show with a little bit of music. So if you're easily offended,
head towards the exit.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Mom, cover your ears.
That's what we're here for.
All right, so we've introduced everybody. Now you want to do news? Is that what we're doing?
Let's do the news.
All right. Can you cue up the news, Andy?
They can't hear me. No. Is this thing on?
Hello? Hello?
He's new.
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
Jason, I think you're going to like this one.
Check.
Because it's about Moran, Missouri.
Check, check,
okay. Check.
We had audio issues.
Heather's our news girl.
All right.
But I have news. And the first one's about Branson, Missouri. There's holy ground in Branson, Missouri. At Top of the Rocks Golf Course in Branson, they can hardly keep on top of the ground as three sinkholes settled in on May 21st, reports the Huffington Post.
What?
What?
The ground. There's a golf course in Branson, Missouri, and they have had three sinkholes that have basically found themselves at that golf course.
I think the joke here is something about a hole-in-one, right?
Exactly.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it.
Have you ever fell in a sinkhole before?
Not that I can remember.
I think my first marriage was a sinkhole. I fell deeply.
And what marriage are you on right now?
Number three.
And how would you classify the second marriage?
A sinkhole.
Is it the second sinkhole on that golf course?
Molly, good
luck. Not even just a valley.
Sometimes a charm.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to go play golf in Wisconsin.
Yeah, definitely not at all. This was a 35-foot deep and 70 feet wide.
Hi-oh.
That's actually the first wife's vagina.
Nope. This is a PG-13.
Hi, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh. Playing golf is like...
Come on, Mom. You remember her vagina, right?
take a bow, Mom. You made this. This is all because of you.
She said, I wanted to come say thank you, then leave. Because you're a sick bastard.
Mm-hmm. Is that your mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
We look just like each other.
Hi, Blake's mom.
All right, what's the next news story?
Next news story is we have a Milwaukee dead man walkies again. So, like some Michael Myers shit, Milwaukee man, after being declared dead by first responders, proceeded to come alive again with a jolt.
What? How does that happen?
That used to happen all the time. They would bury people. Remember, they would bury
people.
That's
why they had a bell.
That happens all the time?
That's why there was a bell on the outside of that casket.
Yeah.
That's a testament to we are still in the Stone Age of no matter how many lasers we shoot into people that cure cancer, we're still in the Stone Age of medicine. When people are waking up, when we think people are dead, and then they're waking up in the car, no.
I think it's old Milwaukee beer keeps you alive and
the beast.
Cheese curds.
The beast.
I think he just had like a really big fart and his whole body just shut down because of it. And that jolt was just...
Is that true?
All of the gas coming out of it. They don't know. He just awoke with a jolt. He was about to be taken to a morgue after finding him cold, pale, and rigid at the foot of his bed. And then like 50 hours later, minutes after the first responders informed his family that he was dead, then this is when he just jolted to life.
Could you imagine if, Jason, like if we just went over your brother and be like, Jason's dead. And like... Within 50 minutes, he had already gone through your house, got stuff for the store.
Yeah.
I run a
thrift store, and my brother probably would raid my house immediately following my death for things he could sell.
Now there's... Whoa, shit, that's a hot mic. All right. I can talk now.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people have contingency plans for when they die. Like, they have this secret porn stash or, like, all these things they don't want their family to find. If they died and that guy came back to life after 50 minutes, you think he was like pissed off, like, oh, it's all gone now.
It's gone.
Like, Brad,
it's all
I wanted you to do that, but I didn't expect you to be so efficient.
Why is my wife on Tinder already?
He's like, guys, I was just joking.
Right. It was a joke.
Dustin, I think you and I need to get together on this contingency plan.
Oh, you think so?
Like, if you go first, I'll help you out, and if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Right.
I think Molly's probably got herself a contingency plan already. You know, get rid of the dog. Get rid of all this podcasting shit that's in the kitchen.
I'm keeping the big cow over.
And find a young man that doesn't have a dad bod.
Aw, who doesn't love a dad bod?
For you guys that are interested, after the segment, I'll go out and show you guys what a dad bod looks like.
I say we see it right now.
Okay, I've got this tattoo of this bull, and my belly is so big that it's like a herd of bulls now. But the other day, I was looking at it, and there's a big pimple like right on the middle of it. So it's like an Indian.
Prove
like,
it.
It's
No, it
prove
is
it.
Not.
Let's see it. Ow!
Ooh!
All right.
At least it's centered.
Hey, fellas, someday you'll have this. Look forward to that.
That specifically.
You young guys and your bands and everything.
Enjoy it while you can, fellas. You're going to look like us someday.
Do everything you can.
All you guys over there with the hats, you're going to look like me in 5 years. You're going to want to slit your wrist.
Me in 20.
Oh,
wow. Do we have another news story?
We have one more. Actually, we have two more. I feel like I should have gotten even better news stories, but we have a Willy Wonka wedding.
Willy Wonka.
Have a little bit of Willy
Wonka. Who out there likes Willy Wonka?
I do.
Willy Wonka, anyone?
Yeah.
Well,
all right, how many people out there do acid? Okay.
Same people.
That is a perfect circle of a Venn diagram right there. Everyone who likes Willy Wonka does acid.
I think it's a good
totally did that wrong at the Primus show then, because a strange girl handed me a Starburst that I was afraid to eat after I saw how she was acting.
You don't eat anything from someone
at
the Primus show.
You don't take candy from strangers.
Absolutely.
You know?
That is very true.
My mama raised me right. Yeah.
That's just mean. But this woman in Devon in Britain, she took her love of chocolate to a new level with a Wonka-themed wedding. What was most impressive was that she created her entire dress out of Cadbury wrappers. So she had to, like, the months following, she had to, or previously, then she had to eat all of this Cadbury chocolate.
She didn't eat all of it, did she?
Oh,
I mean, that's
yeah.
what she said. She said that she loved it.
You can't
it.
Eat that fast enough to, as your body expands, to make the dress.
The dress
right?
keeps getting bigger
yeah,
and bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband was probably like, we should have had an Ethiopian themed wedding.
She had the golden ticket.
Did not think this through.
Well, her job description was a dog walker.
There's nobody here
so.
From Ethiopia. I'm not sure.
That's what's... She was a dog walker, so she got a lot of exercise in. So that's when she said that she kept all the weight off. But she made enough to cover an entire dress, and then she made flowers for her bridesmaid and children.
That's crazy to eat that much chocolate that you use the wrappers to make your wedding dress.
Willy Wonka, Johnny Depp, or Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
That's the only answer.
Do you think maybe if she just like wrote the company and said, hey, I want to have this themed wedding... Will you guys just give me the couple sheets of that?
Ooh, she definitely should have done
that.
She
wrote them, I want to gain 45 pounds
right.
at the same time.
Yeah, but Cadbury would have done that. I mean, that's a lot of good publicity for them.
Right.
They could have had, like, a much better article because they could have, like, hired some
if
nice
I can
new
get, like,
story.
500 gallons of vape juice by just telling companies, hey, I want to do... She could have got...
You could be, like, the Jared for Subway for vape
yeah.
juice.
Yeah.
That's what she could have done. She really missed out on a golden
Stupid.
Opportunity.
Was she from Florida?
No, she was from Britain. So, right. you know, one step lower.
All right.
But her husband was the best part, though, I think, was he was dressed up as Willy Wonka, but it was like this horrible, like, almost like a doctor smock that was just purple, and then this, like, clown bow tie.
Was the ring bearer an Oompa Loompa?
What was that?
The ring bearer, was he an Oompa Loompa?
That
I don't
think
Flower Girl,
called,
like Violet Beauregard.
They're called little people.
That would have
been so Dustin, they're called little people.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no, they're Oompa Loompas.
Dustin's going to kick little people out of co-op records, too, now that he doesn't let people vape
hey,
in there anymore.
Well,
you're
Oompa
not
Loompa.
A vape douche. We already had this discussion. You're fine. Don't get your bee in a bonnet.
Well, I guess, okay, go ahead and play the outro music to that, because then I just want to get to a couple stories. So, thank you for the news.
Thank you.
Let's give Mayor a round of applause for the news. All right, so real quick, before we get to the next segment, I wanted to talk to Heather. On a couple past episodes ago, we talked about going to strip clubs. My mom is gone, right? Okay. So you said you'd never been to
no,
a strip
club. No, I'd never been to a strip club.
There's nothing
until
wrong with that.
Now.
Is there anybody out there that has never been to a strip club?
Yeah, we discussed this. I've never been.
What are you? Okay.
You've
Tom.
Never been to a
yeah,
strip club either?
I
what?
Beat you.
Tom,
I win.
Tom, guess where we're going tonight.
Where
so, why don't you tell us, you recently went to your first strip club.
I did go to my first strip club. It was called the Coyote Club, and...
Topless and bottomless?
There was a lady who was bottomless, but I'm fairly
she wasn't
certain
supposed to be?
She wasn't working there.
Oh,
she
shit.
She was just enjoying
she was
herself.
Just having
that's a free show.
Yes. Her and the stripper, like, talked for a moment, and then she wasn't wearing bottoms, and I saw all the way into her soul.
she had a soul left?
Yeah, it was in there. It was a beautiful, bright soul. But so the strange thing, though, was that guys could pay $5 and then they would be taken on stage. And I was expecting some like sexy dance you'd see. But no, instead, they had their heads or they had their shirts
She's
pulled
dead.
Over their. It was brutal. There was guillotines in the back. But no, they
That's
had their
not
shirts.
Not where I was thinking the head was going.
Oh,
no.
Different kind of head.
Yeah.
But they had their shirts pulled over their head so they couldn't see. And then one of our friends, we saw him, and he would flail about like a fish. And then they took his belt off and then proceeded to whip him with it.
Yeah.
For like 3 minutes.
I don't get that. I don't
and he
get
just
that
like flailed around and looked so much in pain.
Five
he had
bucks.
Welts the whole night and complained about them the whole time.
And he paid for that.
And he paid for that.
Hey, what an asshole.
Hey,
well, his friends paid for it because he graduated, so I
hey,
guess
Biggie,
that was a gift.
I know you don't remember, but remember that one time that we went and we saw a bunch of guys getting beat?
Yeah.
We went to the carnival, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That was at a carnival?
No, it wasn't. His wife's here. But yeah, I,
oh yeah,
it was
yeah.
for my birthday, and we went with Shannon, and we walked in, and this guy was getting, I mean, just getting beat down.
What is the appeal?
And I don't know.
I don't know. They all pay for it. They love it.
Molly will do that for free at home, and I can cry, and no one will be able to.
No one will hear you.
Does she put you in Rory's cage?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I think the appeal of that is someone who like goes to work every day and is a position of power. They like to feel helpless in that kind of scenario. But since I am poor as dirt,
none
I have
of
never
these guys
felt
are
like
in a position of any power.
You're like,
all
I just
want
to be treated nicely. And the difference was when women went up there, they would just get caressed, and then like she would pretend to do something.
Well, that's like I've been to a strip club
such
with models,
double standard.
And the girl comes over to you, and you give her $20, and she dances and slams her boobs into your face, and but then a girl like Molly gives her like $10 and. They're basically having sex. They're like, it's all
yeah.
soft and whispering things in her ear and sucking on her earlobe. I'm like,
I'll have what she's having.
Was that Canadian? Was that Canadian?
You've done money? It. No, look how it all ends in innocent right there. You've done it.
I only paid $1 and I got boobs in my eye sockets. So
what did you think of boobs in your eye sockets?
It was an experience. I really didn't know what to do with my hands.
Did you go home with stripper dust?
You're
like Ricky Bobby and Talladega Nights. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Exactly. I'm not trying to like disrespect this nice lady.
Heather, will you be back?
Will you go back?
The guys that I went with, first off, were so excited and gung-ho. And then when we got there, said it was really weird and shady and like a really seedy one. So I might go to one if someone gives me some raving reviews. Yes.
You'll be back.
Do you want to go? You want to have an IBWIP night out?
Oh, is that where we're going to do the
oh
next
my gosh.
Anniversary episode? Is from a strip
yeah.
club?
Yeah,
it'll
we
be at a strip club.
At a bar.
Instead.
Let's go to a strip
everybody
club
gets
and
boobs
this.
In their faces.
And they'll all give you the same blank stare that we get now. All right, go ahead. We're going to do Blake's list.
Blake's list.
Oh no!
Thank you very much.
Blake's list.
That's good.
Just for me.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so Craigslist, this is where Jason takes time, goes on Craigslist and tries to find things for me to read.
Local Craigslist ads that just are...
There's a lot of freaks out there.
There are a lot of freaks on there. We try to expose them right here and get a good belly laugh out of it. That's all we really want is
yeah.
a good belly laugh, right?
There might be a couple people here that have one of these Craigslist.
Hopefully
ads.
We're not reading any yeah. of their ads.
No, hopefully we
are. Hopefully
I would
we
like
are.
You to
call
stand
them
up
out.
And please approach the stage if this
oh
is
yes.
Yeah, you want a raffle prize.
All right.
If you hear your ad, just yeah. feel free to let us know.
Blake's all right, kissing
here,
guys tonight.
Under free pigs and free chickens, I am currently in possession of a dozen male and female pigs. I am not interested in money. I have more than enough of that. These pigs are great. They get along with my dog and my son, Lenny.
I'm rich, and you can have all these pigs.
Oh, what a life to be giving away
yes.
pigs.
They're pink and black. What am I supposed to do with them? The good book says to help your neighbor, so I'm reaching out on Craigslist to offer my animals. Molly, you've been wanting a new dog. Well, a pig set? Would you settle for a pig?
Oh, it's free bacon.
She's not having it.
Exactly.
I mean...
He's giving you free bacon. You ain't even got to pay for the pig.
What
it's
is
free
he
bacon.
Supposed to do with them?
First of all, you do not name your kid Lenny.
He never read
my
first
problem.
The dog's name was Brian. But here's my question is, I mean, how do you come up with, like, how do you acquire a dozen male and female pigs that
what
you
was
have
the,
to get rid
what
of?
What was the plan with those to begin with, and now he's got to give them away?
Maybe it was
bacon?
One of those, like, Bible things, you know, that story where there's a bunch of demons and they have to exorcise them into the wild sow and then they run into the sea. Maybe he has a lot of demons and he expected to be able to exorcise
yeah,
them
that's
into
exactly.
the pigs.
Is there a pyramid scheme where, like, they got duped into buying a bunch of baby pigs and, like, they franchise it out and, like, everybody buys pigs from this guy and it just
no.
went under?
One
no.
summer they were like, yeah, let's have a great idea to make money. Let's have pig races. And that didn't work.
I feel like this guy would have almost told us, though, because he told us, like, his son's name. He told us about his dog.
Yeah, that's a lot of personal information. We didn't need
talk
to know his
good
son
look.
Was named Lenny.
Yeah, we don't need to know this stuff about his son.
All right.
These are all free things on Craigslist. So if you guys are interested,
so yeah, if you want
we'll
a pig,
give you the contact information for these people. If you guys need some free pigs, we'll hook you up. Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay, we're getting a pig. All right.
That'll do.
Two free young milking cows to a good farm. Will not reply to emails, text only. Do any farmers have emails?
I don't know. I feel like all these are coming from like farmersonly.com or something. Right.
That's what he was. He's getting confused. Like that's
like the missed connections are going to be like, I was on my tractor.
I was on my tractor.
You were wandering through the corn.
I just thought this one was funny because how does this guy know it's going to a good farm? What if it's me and my Silverado, my 99 Silverado, I back it up to this guy and be like, oh, yeah, they're going to a good farm.
Yeah.
He's got a checklist.
You got them
pals. I'm milking those bad boys. So I guess it should say, like, two free young milking cows. Don't have sex with them. Go to a good farm.
I think there's a reason he didn't include
now that. Now at Tazco Trade Co. Fresh Milk.
Great.
Item of the day. Check our Facebook
There's a
page.
Lot of stuff about animals on here.
People are always giving
What kind of mood were you in the other night, Jason?
Once you hear what I say, you won't be able to unhear it, buddy.
You were bestiality-ing it all up on the internet, weren't you?
It's really hard to get rid of animals, though, and sell them sometimes. Like, my parents were trying to get rid of a guinea pig for the longest time. They had, like, $10 on it, and finally they were just like, free, take it. Take the guinea pig.
I got stuck with a cat for a year, so, yeah.
What did you end up doing with it?
Got rid of it.
Okay.
Well, no, I finally found a shelter that wasn't a kill shelter. Like, I didn't like the cat. I got stuck with it in a divorce, but I was like, I'm tired of paying for it to shit in a box that I'm not interacting with it at all. But, you know, I didn't want it dead.
That goes to show your ex-wife. She's like, here, take this cat. It's the only thing that'll get along with you.
So, yeah, she took the dog. I got stuck with the cat. I didn't want the cat.
Cat's all that gets along with you. That's okay.
No.
I was going to make a joke about it.
I'm quite happy
No.
without the cat around.
All right, here we go. Bachelorette items. Perfect for a bachelorette party. Cookie cutters in certain shapes and ring toss game. Perfect condition.
Oh, like at a carnival?
I'm assuming.
What kind of carnivals do you go to? That's
the
first
one. You know, like a grade school carnival.
Hey, Red.
Part of Illinois Fair.
So one with a lot of penis-shaped items.
Derby days. You know.
That's what we're talking about here. Yeah. We're talking about penis-shaped
items. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's...
She needs to get a cake pan.
That's not
going to
fly
at
a five-year-old birthday party.
I would much rather eat a penis cake than a penis cookie.
This is smart, though, because... How many times are you going to have the bachelorette party where there's penis-themed things? You know, once you're done with them, what are you going to do with them? You going to put them in a box and use them later?
You're going to call them spaceships. You're going to call them spaceships.
For my son's graduation.
I thought you were meaning circumcision.
For
like,
my bar mitzvah.
At a bris, you bring
day,
out the penis
you know,
cake.
Your kid's like eight. He comes home, and he's like, do you guys have any cookies? Yes, hon. It's time to sit down. We're going to have a conversation.
That is a good way to have the talk.
If you're very creative
with
frosting and decorating, you can turn a penis cookie into a Christmas tree. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
No, I would say, here's a penis cookie, all right, and here's some Jell-O. Now, here's what's going to happen.
Oh, nope.
Now, here's life. Here's how life works.
It might not be orange Jell-O when you get there.
Nope.
But this penis is not going to look like this either.
Not going to be sweet.
There are decency laws we have to abide by here, I think.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple more here. Free piercing. Oh, was it funny?
They're offering the piercing for free?
Someone wants the penis-shaped items out there.
I know. She's
raise your hand
she
if you
does.
Do.
The one orange and white, she wants it. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry.
You're going to need those. All right. Free piercings. I'm so getting along in my piercing apprenticeship, and my mentor is going to let me start piercing.
Oh.
I'm offering free piercing so I can get my practice in under my mentor's supervision, of course. Just send me a brief intro including where you are and what piercings you're looking for. Now,
I trust these people completely because they said, I'm so blank. Like, you know they're...
Yes.
Yes.
If you're looking for good grammar out of someone who's going to pierce you, you're going to be looking forever, Dustin.
Yeah.
You could go to Claire's to get your ears done, right?
That's right.
Those women seem a little nervous when they're just doing
it. I don't think they will pierce your taint.
Like, what? They seem so cavalier about
Think again, Dustin.
Oh, really? It's been a while since I've been to Claire's, I guess.
Those 16-year-old girls know what they're doing in there.
It's kind of like a tattoo. Like, if everybody that has tattoos has had that one tattoo. Like, it just seemed like a dream come true. I was like, wow, I can get that tattoo for that price, and then you get it done, and the guy's like, oh, this is my first time doing one by myself. I had that happen to me. It was in Galesburg, Illinois, and the guy was an apprentice, and I didn't know that.
Did you die a little after you found out?
And it's it it.
All right, let's see it. Is
it all blowed out?
It's got connect the dots.
Yeah. Like la, 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 la.
He would do the needles, go a little ways, stop, do the needle, go a little ways, stop. And
oh, no.
Yeah, and so at the end of it is when I found out about his alter ego. Where would you want to get pierced for free?
Are you looking at me or
we'll
Heather?
Start with you.
I think her answer would probably be more interesting, but
we both got
No, like I used to have my eyebrow and my ears pierced, but I since removed them. But
Heather, yours
like,
is more interesting.
You know.
How about you, Heather?
Nah.
If I got anything pierced, I've had stuff that I've taken out, like all over my ears, but the craziest thing I would probably get pierced is like the inside of my nose, like that septum. Piercing.
That's
I mean, that
crazy.
Sick.
You crazy.
Feels slow
crazy.
Down.
It feels crazy when you've got a runny nose. I
Coming
bet.
Off the hinges.
I have too
hard.
Many boogers for that.
Yeah.
I think I would get my testicles pierced. I think I would do
sure.
that.
That's not a thing.
How
you can
about
do.
Like that space in between your big toe and your second toe? Like that seems.
No.
That's not something that
you never get
you
to wear flip flops.
Like
again.
Where? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like you have to wear flip flops.
Flip flops.
Are these realistic
or
piercings, or is
again.
It like if you can dream it,
He's
you
just
can pierce
making
it?
Shit up.
I'll
know. Get my tailbone pierced. With a dermal.
Get the top of your butt pierced, your butt crack pierced.
Have you ever seen it when they get those like corset piercings?
Yeah.
Just, like,
yeah.
Rings,
gross.
And they just like tie their whole
People
back together.
People are too cool for me. All right, one more. Free Smurf adult movies.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
So,
Brett
so
Conlon
is this
was
Smurf
like,
porn?
Tell me more about this.
Yeah,
Brett. All right.
Brett Conlon was not paying attention before that.
You said Smurf porn, he was awake.
Right.
Join the club.
Just make Nani blue. It's the same thing. Okay, it says good morning. Two free DVDs, Smurf anime adult movies. My husband will not be needing them.
Oh, shit.
Smurfette gets railed by the whole Smurf clan. Yes, I'm serious. If you are into this for some reason, call me and I will mail them to you. Local Chicago only. If this post is still up, then they are still available. First caller who wants them can take them. Thanks, Nicole.
Oh, man, I want to hear that conversation
like
before this ad went up.
Wait a minute. Nani?
It's pretty formal.
Nani?
Wow.
Nani? Is there any other Nicoles in here? Right.
For people who haven't listened to some past episodes, which I assume is just about everyone in here,
yeah.
Nani here at the bar did some anime porn work a while back.
That
and,
is true.
Do you know anything about this, Nani? Right. Okay, we'll talk to you after the show.
All right,
that's fine.
Yeah. We'll do some testing. So, but I like this. I like how it says my husband is not going to be needing
yeah,
these anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet he's like in the room while she's writing this, typing it aloud.
That was I married him and found these. Now they're gone.
Yeah.
Well, and when I read it, but up until it said local Chicago only, I thought it was your wife had written this and be like, he's not going to need it anymore. I found him.
I just like how
they found us out,
is.
Hon.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Is she, like, publicly shaming him, or is she going to start dressing up like a Smurf?
No.
Well, he won't be needing him anymore. No. I can only assume that she'll
She's,
be dressing
yeah,
as Smurfette.
Yeah, she bought a big white hat and yeah. some weird leggings.
A lot of blue man group
and
paint.
And a lot of blue body paint,
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just both going to just, like, get into this whole
like
Smurf.
On a restaurant.
That guy's going to have some Smurfberry pie for dinner.
Oh. She's permanently
now,
blue.
That's the line.
All right. How about the outro for that? Thank you, Andrew. Is it Andrew or Andy? Baby Fresh.
Baby Fresh? Yeah, that's good.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break and hear some songs, and then we'll be right back. First, the song we're going to play. Is it okay to play one of your songs when you're going to play it later on? Everybody will be drunk by then and not remember. Is it all right? Okay. I really want to interview you guys about this song, too, sometime. So it's called Old Bastard by our good friends Flannelmouth, and we'll be right back.
We've come a long way, baby, from no one listening at home to no one listening in person. I hope everyone clears their calendars from 8 years from now when we celebrate our 400th episode.
Oh my God, look at that soldier there. He's so sick of them. Of the that bastard, so he ain't got no love to give. Oh my God, he grew into a fine young boy, just a quiet boy. No, he didn't say much. Oh, whoa, oh, he just held everything in, just held that bottle of rage in. No one saw. So he still ain't got no love to give. Sophie died young and beautiful, just like she would have wanted to. That bastard never went to the funeral, but not that she even cared. Daddy died fat and lazy, completely content with his life. Killed in his sleep by a bastard who never learned to love.
From Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back, when a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride, son?" When I sat down in the front seat, turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long home ride." Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride."
soap, but I'm heading to the dirty south where I hope that Atlanta makes our money green. The bars never close and you are lean. From Tucson, Arizona, all the way to Pensacola with a bucket pit stop at the Circle Bar in NOLA. That I-10 is a long, long highway. You know I gotta be doing it the flyway. Why I gotta be so
That was Why I Gotta Be So Famous by the Meat Purveyors. Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is the part of the show where I encourage all of our listeners to contact us. Sending us your thoughts, comments, and suggestions is easy and can be done from almost anywhere. Just hit us up on our website, IBWIP.com, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, or send us a good old-fashioned email to blake@IBWIP.com.
I'm doing it right now.
Great. Because, see, that's the easy way to contact the show. The difficult way is to wait for a live show, travel to that show, suffer through the 90 minutes, and then approach the podcasting god himself. If you like vaping, then we're always trying and reviewing new e-liquids and products, so please subscribe to our videos at Pia Vision on YouTube and see all the latest, and subscribe and rate us on iTunes. All of that helps us. And don't forget to like us on Facebook and help us get to 1 million likes.
1 million likes!
We are currently just shy. We're just about at 1,100 right now, but we're going to get to 1 million.
It'll happen.
Just another couple
it'll happen.
Weeks.
It'll happen.
Once we hook up with Flannel Mouth and Event Horizon, we'll probably have 10 million likes.
Take the world over.
That's a vertical integration.
If we take all of our likes and we put them in a machine, you know that machine in that commercial that little kid puts the dinosaur toy in the box and it comes out this big, huge fucking dinosaur?
Love commercials.
Do that with our likes.
Anti-shrinky dink.
All right, you good?
Yeah.
All right, I want to welcome our next guest host for this evening. He's an amazing singer and songwriter. And he has kissed Locks of Love Jason under the mistletoe. Confessed to shitting his pants as an adult. And has been caught in a web of lies regarding the affair he has had with my wife, Malls. Let's give a big hand for the Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlin.
Ow!
And he likes Smurf porn.
Brett is also known for his help on the show, giving us the Brett bump. We got like 4 likes after his episode he was on.
Significant growth after
that was
Brett
just me
exposure.
Creating
I
face.
I almost shut
fake
the, I almost shut it down. I almost shut it down. I'm like, we can't handle this.
The servers are going to crash.
Right.
Your dial-up internet wasn't keeping up
right,
with all the likes.
Exactly.
Brett, how's it going down there?
It's going good. It's troubling me that I'm so far away from you. But
it's really bothering me.
I'm going to get through it.
After we locked lips and now to be
He's
2 people apart.
He's for this segment, Brett.
Yeah, I was like, what are we going to do with Brett? Because he can't really be trusted. So let's put him at one end. There's no way Heather will kiss him. I'll keep him away from Jason.
Bastard.
And then on the third segment, Molly's going to be over on the other side.
Yeah, keep them separated.
And we're going to have a talk about that. So you guys, you don't have time to get your story straight.
You can feel the love. It's palpable in between these two, though.
Enough of this bullshit. Can we play a game, please?
Nice to meet you.
I didn't introduce myself before this.
I know you feel awkward because you're in the middle of me and Jason's love triangle, but I won't hold it against you.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's time to play one of my favorite games, Burns When I Sing.
Oh, boy.
All right, it burns when I sing.
Am I going to have to rap again?
I don't know.
Hopefully. I'm like trying not to look at the answers.
All right, folks, this is the game. It's pretty self-explanatory. I've picked songs, and everyone is going to take a turn. We'll start playing the song, and then we'll stop it. They get 50 points. All right, 50 points if they get the next line right, 10 points if they give the name of the song, and 5 points for the artist.
Now, we've done this a lot. Do you think there's ever been one person that's ever been great at this game?
No.
No, nobody is good. Well, here's the thing is, all the songs that I listen to and that I put on here, I'm 40 years old. None of the rest of you assholes are that old, so you don't remember any of them.
There is a generation gap for sure with these
songs.
The
bartender today was playing a song by Biz Markie, and I was like, I was in junior high when that happened.
Just a Friend?
It was, oh, baby, you. Exactly.
There's only one song by Biz Markie, I think.
She was not very excited about being in this bar with me, just me and her, in the first place. But then when I said that about how I was, you know, I became creepy guy, and I was like,
He's talking about music from junior high.
Right.
You're pretty
and
good
then she
at
played
that.
Dave Matthews Band. And I almost called Chad up and said, fire her. All right, so
that's terrible.
We got Dustin,
yeah.
Jason, Heather, and Brett's going to play. All right.
I'm ready.
All right, Heather.
I hope they get a Creed song.
All right. Heather, you're the young lady, so you're going to go first.
All right.
When I go like this, Andy, that's to stop it. Uh-huh. Are you ready?
No. I'm ready.
Andy's not honest.
That's why I usually, huh? You ready?
He's ready to
go. Pick a number 1 through 10.
7.
7. Here's song number 7. Number 7. He's got to count them, I guess.
6, 7, 8.
I'm ready.
Yo, what's up, man? Hey, yo, what's up? Yeah, turn up. Sick of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day. Word, bust it. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I'll keep on bumming down. Take the mind that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody out of land. I'll keep on bumming down.
Down, down. And the people are dancing and they're loving it. Because it's just the way they do it. Yeah. That was right,
that was dead on.
That's a full 50 points.
Do you know who that was?
I want to steal.
No, you can't steal because you know every song ever except the ones you guess.
Don't hate.
I'm going to go with something, the Yellow.
All right.
You're kind of close in a weird way.
So let's play the music and see if you got the lines right.
I
got it right.
What they said.
That's 45,000 points.
Thank you.
45,000 points.
Can anyone hear?
You're being very generous with the points.
The sentiments were similar.
All right.
Should we ask the crowd if they know who it is?
Does anybody know who that was in the crowd?
Yep.
Snow Informer.
That's right.
Scott's like, I'm pissed. I'm not playing this game. I tell you what. Well, I'll tell you what. If somebody is stumped, they can call a friend, which is going to be you.
Oh, we
they
got the phone a friend option?
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's a good option.
Do we lose points if we use that
option? If he messes up, you lose points.
Oh,
do
fuck.
I still get 45,000 points?
Jason, you're up. Pick any number but 7.
I will also choose number 7.
It's
it
a
never
good joke.
Gets old.
It's a good joke. Every time, it's a good joke.
No one listens to the show, so I can use that joke every time and it'd be
true.
Fresh.
It's always fresh.
It's fresh every time.
I'll go with number 1.
Molly, this is you, baby.
Shady. Convict up front. Slim Shady. I see the one.
The look in your eyes says you don't know this song at all.
I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow.
Yeah, this song's right in my ballywick. Anyone here know it? I like to phone a friend.
I want to be your friend.
You know I don't know
steal
any.
It. Steal it.
Hey, you said I couldn't steal earlier.
In my Lamborghini Gallardo. Baby, go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly when it's over, come back and watch me all on the floor. Give me some more till you get sore.
Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo?
My guess is
go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly when it's over, look back and watch me smack that all on the floor. Smack that.
No, never in this game has anybody ever got one right. Heather, 45,000 more points.
We may as well do it.
90K.
I don't like how the rules are changing. I asked if I could steal snow.
Jason, you get 10 points.
I'll take it.
And Dustin, -7 for complaining.
Oh, no. My guess was Harry Belafonte, and I believe I was correct.
All right, Dustin?
Yeah.
Don't get bitter.
All right.
You always get mad. It all works out in the end.
I'll take -4.
#4. #4.
Oh, fuck
yes,
you.
This is the perfect song for you.
Fuck you.
You know that it was
destiny for you, Dustin.
You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you.
Let's listen to the whole thing.
If you could just let this one play for a while, he's really into it. All 7 minutes.
Oh. There is no #4, by the way.
Yeah, come on, baby, light Biggie's farts. That's what that song's called. By the worst band in the history of the world, The Doors. No. Hey, it's my opinion. Yeah, everybody's got that one band. These guys are messing with me. So I'm going to lose points anyway, so I'll just say what I want.
Excuse me. You're not going to lose points. I was going to give you 37 points.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You're now at 30.
Okay.
Not bad. Not bad, Dustin.
All right, Brett, you're a singer-songwriter yourself. You should know this next song. Pick a number.
I'm going to pick #10.
#10. #10.
Well, now it's all going apart, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg.
It's The Doors?
It's The Doors.
I have no idea what that song was.
You know who
I'm gonna assume the next line would be about a truck or a dog or something, though.
That sounds right.
Do you know who it was? The singer?
No.
All right, Dustin, I mean, Brett.
Can anyone steal?
Brett.
It's probably some hip underground artist that only you know about.
If there's someone in the crowd that can tell me who that was singing, I will give Brett some points. Willie Nelson, if you know the name of the song,
you get the French kiss.
You get to listen to the rest of the show.
No.
No?
It's like kicking points away.
Someone holding out. Someone knows the name of the song.
All right.
I don't want to say it.
Brett, you didn't cheer the crowd on your favor enough. You get 10 points.
All right.
I'm
going to try harder next time.
That was Willie Nelson with This World's Going to Pot, which most of you guys should have known that song.
I think all the pot smokers are outside.
The bonus question was going to be who else is on that song, but it didn't play.
Oh, I know that answer. Who? Is it Merle Haggard? Yeah.
There
wow,
you go.
How does he know that?
Another 10 points.
Very circle nice. Gets the square.
What a way to save yourself. All right, who's up next? Heather?
Yep.
You have 90,000 points. You can pretty much just ride this out.
Don't
Dustin
blow
is creeping up there with 30.
That's pretty much the plan.
I'm all right. Good in the second round.
All right, I'm going to choose. I don't remember what else has been chosen. 3. Is that already been said?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Oh, really? The whole crowd's gonna sing.
Everyone be quiet.
I think everyone should sing along.
I bet. Here, give me a second.
Yes, a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy. Everybody. Born and raised in South Detroit. She took a midnight train going anywhere. Strangers waiting.
Okay, that's right,
no, no, do stop. The whole
that's
song.
Right, no.
You had your moment and you pushed it.
Thank you, I know.
You got greedy.
Do you know who the band was?
My Broadway moment. Journey.
Told the West.
The name of the song.
Yeah, small. Really? No? Oh, don't stop believing. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, she knew the words. Second of all, she got the first audience participation of the night.
Or ever.
I would say ever.
Let's give her another 90,000 points.
Yes! Wow.
Before I pick my song, because I believe I'm next, is there anything that I can do to surpass her in points?
If you can get the band, if you can get this crowd to stand on their feet and help you sing the next song, you will be tied with her.
There's no chance of that. There's no chance.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Andy, give us the next song. This one's for Jason.
I don't get to pick a number?
No.
Good.
Something doesn't seem right now.
Give us the next song of your choosing.
Good.
You're in charge now, Andy.
The door song seems fishy now.
I like where this game is swaying in my favor.
Yeah, pick one. He's going to lose anyway.
Yeah, I'll lose.
Oh, yeah.
If I had guilty pleasures, this would be one, but I don't.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of
sand. If you're under 25, you probably don't know.
I met a strange lady. She made me nervous.
That blonde girl kind of thinks that she might do breakfast.
And she said,
I'm from a land down under. Well, women do something and Vegemite sandwich. Give me a Vegemite sandwich.
It's so good for you.
Men at
Your
work.
Accent is
men
at work. Great, Jason.
Men at work.
I will give you
90,000 points, 90,000 points, 90,000 points.
You get bonus points if you can do the lazy eye like he has.
88,888.
I don't think it's something that he does. It's not a trick.
No, totally. It's his
part
shtick.
Part of our shtick is to have this fucked up eye. All right, so I gave you 88,888 points.
Hey, you know what? Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Eights are great. That's why you got so many.
All right, so who's up next? Dustin?
It's my turn, so just go ahead and play Break on Three of the Other Side, and let's get this over with.
What do you got for us?
Yep.
Hopefully it's just someone reading Jim Morrison's poetry.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the greatest.
No. I've lost this game.
Oh, yeah. You do this one.
I don't think so.
I don't know what this is.
That's a line on the song.
Okay, is it?
Intro violation.
It's very vaudeville.
Because I like it.
I don't think so. I still don't think so. I'm not going to win this game, so I don't know the rest of the verse, so I'm just going to...
Can you sing another song
by
the same artist?
Can you do a rap or something?
What?
Can you sing another song by the same artist?
What, Mama Said Knock You Out?
If you would, please.
Oh, wait, how about sing I Need Love by LL Cool J. Does anybody remember that song? No.
I need love.
You're all too young. Jesus.
I just know ladies love
LL Cool J was a rapper.
Before he was on NCIS.
Before he was a cop on NCIS, he was a rapper, and he used to wear Kango hats.
Before he hosted every award show on television.
Wikipedia page?
All right, so who was the artist?
It was LL Cool J. Ladies Love Cool James.
And the song was?
Going Back to Cali.
All right, that's
the only points I'm going to get, so I've lost.
13. I'm giving you 13. Lucky number 13.
Oh, nice.
I'm up to like 50 now.
You're getting close.
Compared to like 50,000.
So right now, Dustin has 43 points. Jason has 90. Heather has 180,000.
All right.
And Brett has 20.
All right.
Now that's eight
that's
songs.
That's not skewed at all.
So there's
not
two
even.
More songs remaining, so we have to have a sing-off. So we're going to take the highest number and the lowest number. So Heather, you're going to go up against Dustin for the last round.
All right. Okay.
Do you want to give him the opportunity to start, or do you want to hit that song?
I want to take the physical challenge.
What do you mean? What do you mean, get the chance to start? Do we go back and forth?
No, there's one song for each of you.
Okay.
One song for each of you.
What do you want to do, Dustin?
I don't know.
I know, but I'm a gentleman and a lady.
Don't collude with
him. Yeah, make up your mind.
All right, Heather, here's your next song.
Generate out.
11.
Damn it, that's my number.
Turn it up to 11.
It's my number. I love it. Oh, number 9.
No, I'm number 11.
Number 9. It's number 11.
Ooh, good song.
I left my day glow at home.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul to sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain.
Thanks,
bang bang.
Something's not right. My best friend No asked me, what did you do last night?
I was in a bathroom stall jerking off.
No, no.
But only for a few minutes.
I was just blowing a guy. Yeah, yeah.
Heather, who was that band?
That was Wham.
And what song was that?
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Nice.
78 points.
How you gonna
top that?
And
that's just really like common courtesy. If someone is supposed to have plans with you, you need to wake them up before you leave. So just remember that common
usually,
courtesy.
Usually,
so it's an educational song.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
George
really
Michael taught
is.
Us a lot in the 80s.
Yes,
George
he did.
Michael's a giver.
All right, here is your last song, Dustin.
All right.
You need 79 points to win. Crowd participation will assist you.
I think you should take off your shirt for this.
Go, Sace. That's six in English.
Nope. That's not right.
It's sex in English. Again, the audience is too young. I should have played Eminem's song.
I see at least two people getting down out there. I sang as much as Milli Vanilli did.
You did, you did.
There's one song left. For the audio listeners, I lip-synced the song.
I'm going to give you 78 points and drag this out one more song.
Oh, no.
All right.
Can everybody handle one more?
Sudden Death. We're going to go to like quadruple overtime like the Hawks.
All right.
I'm just going to shout it out.
The first person to shout out the name of the band then gets to finish the lyrics.
Okay.
Okay.
Maestro?
Hold on, after the music stops, we're shouting.
No.
Right?
No, just whenever. Whenever.
Oh, shit.
Just get in there. Just slap it.
Right in.
Second.
I apologize for the 3 girls. I said
that's a C word.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words.
Michael Bublé doing his thing.
What they say, mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of IBWIP's 200th episode, Burns by Sing, The Voice, Vitamin D, Dustin.
Ow! Very nice.
Oh my God.
Outro music.
If now, you want to bang heads with me.
I know this, Dustin.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Very nice.
Come back
here. I had that.
Was that halfway decent? Okay.
That's two in a row. I think that might be the first time in history of this show somebody has won that segment 2 times in a row.
And the crowd seemed to really be invigorated by what you're doing. And hopefully we'll invigorate you even further, because right now what we're going to do is we're going to interact with you, the people who are staring at us like zombies right now who can't believe what they're witnessing, and I can't believe we're up here either. But we actually have, we're opening the floor right now for people who have questions for us. So if you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. Anyone at all? Yes, the African-American gentleman in the back.
You're not supposed to say that.
You've went from Locks of Love, Jason, to politically correct Jason.
Right.
I like this.
Racist Jason. I like it.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and I apologize that he was like that.
I apologize as well.
Too soon. You've had a lot of co-hosts over the years. Who's been your favorite? And why don't you even stick around?
Should we repeat that?
Yeah, repeat it. Just so.
Yeah, we don't have house mics.
He was asking, he said you had a lot of co-hosts over the years. Who's your favorite and why don't any of them stick around?
Well, I've had about 8 co-hosts in 8 years. Who's my favorite? I'm going to have to say Locks of Love, Jason was my has been my favorite. And I there's about there's a lot of them. I enjoyed a lot of them. And but Locks of Love, Jason does a lot for the show. Does a lot of work for the show. And he pushes me to do one every week. And so
I physically push you to do it.
And the other part of the question is, why can't I keep them? It's just like women. They love me.
A sinkhole?
They love me for a while. I become unfunny. It's like it's kind of like the first two wives I've had. As soon as like the afterbirth came out from the baby, nope. They hated me.
Nope. Awful.
It's true.
Who's hungry?
Yeah, it's not an IWIP.
Does that fulfill the question?
Afterbirth.
Are you satisfied with that? Any other questions out
Sometimes
there?
Sometimes I say too much.
All right. Our very own Big E.
Big E.
Will Rhett Collin be performing without a shirt on?
Oh, I think I'd like to see that.
Well, some people seem excited.
It depends on how many dollar bills are up on this stage.
All right, ladies.
Because I'm broke.
How many? What's the number that would take you to get there?
To the shirtless level? Mm-hmm. Probably $7.
Hey, Brett, what's the limit on the ATM withdrawal here?
I think it's like $200,
I'll be right back.
And it's the weekend, so you can take as much money out of your bank account. It's not going to come out until Monday, so just ball out.
Big E, great question.
Andy says Tuesday. He's done this before. He's paid to see me with no
shirt.
That's
a great question. It was almost like somebody gave it to you. It's a great question. Anybody
else? I get asked that question a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. There's a gentleman in the back. I'm sorry.
The man with the cap.
We'll get to you, ma'am. We'll get to you.
It's all your questions.
Everybody wants to ask so many questions.
Surely there will be another 100 episodes. What will you do for episode 300?
What will we do for episode 300, Blake?
What will we do?
We will do it at a bar.
Are we still doing the strip club thing?
At the strip club.
Strip club.
Let's do it at the strip club.
Or a water park.
A water park.
That sounds fun, right?
Do it at a water park?
Great. Right next to
that
the
That sounds very
pool.
Dangerous.
Let's get a bunch of electric equipment all over us and go down a water slide.
A strip club water park.
Event Maybe. Horizon and Flannemouth, are you guys available for a beach party? Okay.
They're in.
And we can all like jump into
They're
the
gonna be hot
afterwards.
In their flannels.
That's a good question.
Thank you so much for that question.
Water park. We're gonna do a water park.
With strippers.
Get your beach body ready, everybody. All right, next one. Next question, if there are any more. Surely there's another question.
Don't call me Shirley.
The woman at the bar, Shirley.
Shirley, I can see your underwear. Shirley, right? Okay.
Lee.
You missed your dog's birthday party to come here. You're a horrible pet owner.
How old is your dog today?
A delightful podcast listener.
Now is that
1 year's
one
or
years?
1 year?
1 year's.
give her dog a shout out, would you, Blake?
Yeah.
Biscuit.
How many biscuits going in? How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this morning?
You're ruining
How
biscuits'
How many biscuits
birthday.
Can you eat? 49 and a ham of meat. Happy birthday, you fucking dog.
the generation gap bears its head again.
That was
for $5 donations, I can do your guys' incoming voicemails for your phones if you
like. Well, worth it. Any other questions? There was a lady over here who had a question, I think. Oh, Molly?
Yes.
Everybody on stage is like twice your age. Okay.
How old are you?
Why are you doing this? I need to know what the guys are telling you, and are you being held against your will?
Why are you here, and are you being held
older.
Against your will?
Yeah, we're all...
They don't hold me...
Stickers.
They definitely are, like, twice my age.
I'm 28, so she's 14. I'm amazed.
I'll be 61 next spring.
It's a great fake ID guy I got. You'll hit me up afterwards if you need one. But, no, I got asked to do... One of my really close friends, who's Jason's brother, mentioned that they were looking for someone, and I just jumped at it because I really enjoy being a ham and making a fool of myself, and these guys are super fun. So that's pretty much why I'm doing this.
You won't say that in about 6 months.
We'll find
eventually,
out.
Eventually, you will get a boyfriend, and you'll be like, I am not podcasting. I've got better things to do.
Eventually, you'll just be showing up for the paycheck. Right. You won't care about this job anymore.
She's getting
are you
paid?
Insinuating that I would only, or I'm only on here because I don't have a boyfriend? This is boyfriend time?
No, what that was that a subliminal, there's a lot of gentlemen out here that don't have girlfriends, and I was trying to help you out. She has drink tokens, guys. You might want to become friends with her.
You've got the key to any man's heart.
The road
right there.
Is hard. It's lonely.
That's right. Uh-huh. Any more
key
questions?
A man's heart is a little wooden token.
What number are you thinking of?
69. I just answered before Blake did. That's what he was going to say.
It said 96, but he read it upside down.
Oh.
There's a gentleman who's very excited. Can you?
Possibly inebriated.
Let's hope.
I forgot to say that this show is
makes
better
show
when people
funnier.
Are drunk.
First time listener, long time friend for Jason. With you currently being unemployed, how do you have to put this all together?
Oh, that's a good question, Blake.
That's kind of...
What was the question?
If with you being unemployed... He's a first-time, long-time, first of all.
Okay, first-time, long-time.
And then with you being unemployed, how did you put all this together? And by all this, we mean sitting up, folding tables in front of a bar.
Yep.
I had a lot of time on my hands to come and set it all up. I do have a job now. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Yeah.
My wife is very happy about that.
Your wife clapped louder than anyone.
And the funny thing is this is a job that I'm not really built for. Okay? I like to
this
work...
job?
No, well, obviously this
what,
job
they
as
don't
well.
Have a job for dad bods?
No, they don't. my wife made me get the job. She said, no more sex if you don't get a job. And I said, but the dishes are done.
Dishes are
so
done,
so she gave me
man.
A blowjob and said I had to get the job
Whoa,
anyway.
Oh, holy cow.
So, thank nice. You. That was a good question.
Pity blowjobs are still blowjobs, please.
We've got time for 35 more questions if anyone has any more.
Okay.
We'll do it. Yeah, I'm a notary public. I'll take care of it.
You're your own country.
That's right.
Or a brand of clothes. What's a notary public?
It's that store in the mall.
Oh yeah.
I think they're affiliated with the Gap.
How much do you make if you're a notary public? Anybody know?
It's just good
what
karma.
What is a notary public?
It's just a title.
It's one step below banana republic.
It's all pomp and circumstance. Any other questions?
Comments?
Okay. This is gonna be our last question, I think. Right. The handsome gentleman in the back who's related to me.
And this was actually for you, Jason.
Yes.
When are you going to stop screwing around and finally grow that hair out even longer?
Please, that was a horrible question.
The question
we're trying
was,
to get it the opposite way.
The question was, when am I going to start growing my hair even longer? And I tell you what, it's just begun. It's just begun. All right.
I would say it's growing longer
stop.
Every second right now.
That's right. I'm not going to stop until it merges with my butt hair.
He's going for a man bun.
when he started doing the show 2 years ago, he was clean cut and he was a good looking kid. And
really
now he just
looking.
Looks like he's just got out of bed and
homeless.
Homeless.
I think go until everyone considers it a mane, and that's the first word they use to describe it.
Right.
I think Jason's got a good business strategy going. People go into his shop and they're like, God, this guy looks so down on his luck. We should just buy something.
I'll buy those racist towels.
I'll take
Yeah, racist hand towels.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for your questions.
Yes. Oh,
I got one.
Okay.
Oh, do you still keep it baby fresh?
It's been baby fresh. Actually, today it is. I'm not going to lie. I put some Desitin on my ass before I came.
Thank you for not
Thank
lying.
Thank you, Andy. Thank
I said,
you
Molly,
that.
Will you put this on? And she said, I think you know where your asshole is.
Oh, jeez.
Well, on that note, I think we'll take another break and play some more music. We're going to kick things off with another band that will be playing later tonight, so make sure you stick around. Here is Event Horizon with Procyon.
Sitting in a bar in Pekin, Illinois, doing a live version of our weekly podcast is truly the highlight of this show, and unfortunately, my life.
We'll be right back, folks. We got one more segment. Stick with us. We're having a good time.
My teeth are rotten from the whiskey. Her eyes are bloodshot red. I'll give three knocks on her bedroom door. That's where I'll lay my head. Come on and I'll walk with shame and a guilty face to match. One more night on a bar stool. She knows I'm coming back. Blackheart Beauty, you'll be the death of me. I got
everybody. Come back to your goddamn seats. We got a little bit more to do. If I'm suffering through it, you have to as well.
That's how you win listeners right there.
Yep.
It's a big
prize. All right, so the song we just heard was Ship of Sin by Brett Collin and the Ghost Boot Band.
Yes.
It's off his long, long-awaited album of Glad to See You Go. Brett and his band will be playing this evening.
Yeah.
So...
we don't have to play that song now.
Now you don't have to play the song. Exactly.
Yeah, you heard it.
All right, I got some plugs to do real quick. I got, you know, I got a...
got to make a living.
Got to make a living. I want to make remind everybody, craftvapery.com is our sponsor. Use promo code IBWIP for 10% off of e-commerce, which that is...
that's like it's online store. That's a fancy word for online store.
Yeah, and then 20% off of your first month subscription. That's like saving $20. So for the none of you that vape in here, that's great.
No, no. Everyone's vaping. Everyone's putting down the cigarettes. They're picking up that e-juice, and they're going to save a bunch of money here.
And also, I wanted to plug and announce the new IBWIP podcast. It's called The Song, Inside and Out. The new podcast, obviously, is produced by us. And the podcast will be an interview-style podcast where we talk to artists about individual songs. So be sure to check that out. If you don't like all the inappropriate banter and you just want to hear what bands say, or if you have a band that you want to know about a specific song.
Now, we've been doing the show for 8 years. I haven't, but you have. And in that 8 years, you're doing so many different interviews with so many different great artists. And IBWIP is going to continue on as a comedy podcast and just having a lot of fun and joking around. But this new podcast, all those interviews before, you're going to focus on one song with an individual artist. And all the interviews that you heard and loved before on IBWIP.com is going to still be there, but it's under a new moniker, and it's called The Song Inside and Out. Is that right?
This guy, you're perfect. You just explained it perfectly.
Send Blake on the Facebook page or send him an email. Let him know what artists and songs you want to know more about. All your favorite roots country music artists, give him a shout. He's got all these connections over the years. You've, what, 60, 70 artists over the course of like 100 interviews.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to focus in on one song, and no one else is doing that.
Right.
And all these great independent roots country music artists, you're going to dig in and give some people a little like a little inside look into what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Who's the first one?
The first one is James Honeycutt. Woo. I don't know if anybody knows James Honeycutt, but he is. We're going to talk about Risk the Fall, so look forward to that in the beginning of June. All right, if you haven't noticed already, to my left, there's a very beautiful, very sweet,
Jason,
very patient, very tender person.
I've been here the whole time. What are you?
But I'm not going home with you. So, our next guest host for this evening is famous for coining the phrase "I don't like it" on the podcast. Can you do it for us?
I don't like it.
I was telling her ghost stories in bed one night, and she got mad and said she was freaking out.
We live right next to a cemetery.
And
it's a big cemetery.
And we're also celebrating our one-year anniversary this month.
Good work.
That claps for you, Molly, not for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And she is my lovely bride. Let's welcome Molls to the show.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Ow! Thank you. Thank you.
Nice.
Good job.
Brett, there's a game that you like to play.
There is. There's many games I enjoy playing.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, has anybody ever heard of the game Would You Rather?
I've heard of it.
All right. Well, we've stolen that game and modified it, just like everything on the show. So we're going to play Would You Rather. So cue up that intro music.
Please.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, but this is where it's at.
That's pretty good.
It always ends so abruptly. Okay, so here's the scenario. Folks, listen up to the rules. Would you rather have permanent clown face or have permanent clown closed? Hmm. And I will open the door for questions now.
Permanent clown face. So I'm assuming that means the makeup has to be done at all times?
The makeup ends up being tattooed on you by an intern. That we spoke of earlier.
So it's guaranteed to look great.
It's guaranteed, because it's always going to be on, and it would be way too much of a problem to put it on every morning. So they're going to tattoo that on your face, the intern, at the tattoo parlor.
So one and done, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is it happy makeup?
Yeah.
Or like sad clown makeup?
Like John Wayne Gacy makeup?
Yeah.
Or?
Are people going to be like welcoming to me when I have this clown face for the rest of my life?
No, it's evil clown makeup. Uh-huh. Evil clown makeup. That's the only thing the tattoo artist knew how to do. Oh. Evil clown makeup.
Do I get more than one outfit of clown clothes? Or am I just supposed to wear the same clothes for the rest of my life? I already do that anyway.
You have dress clown clothes, which is a suit. a clown suit. But then you also have your relaxation sweatpants and clown...
Is there a clown snuggie?
Huh?
Is there a clown snuggie?
What?
A clown
snuggie. A snuggie. Do you know what that is?
Do you know what a sluggie is? A snuggie?
No, you don't get one of those. I don't know what the fuck it is.
You don't know what a snuggie is?
He knows what a snuggie is.
What have you been doing with your life?
We have a snuggie in the closet at home. You know what a snuggie is.
Oh.
Is it a clown-based snuggie?
No, you just have a blue one.
It's a revolution, that's what it is.
You have a suit and then you have your casual.
So is the suit made of that parachute material that most clown suits are made with, or is it just like a normal suit?
No, it's canvas, like tarp canvas.
Oh, damn.
It weighs about 75 pounds when you have it on.
Can you put other clothes over it?
No, you can't put any. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Please, can you put other clothes?
No.
Okay.
If you're wearing the suit and you got to go to a funeral and you got to wear a suit, it's the 75-pound canvas clown suit.
Does the outfit also consist of the wig? I mean, am I having to wear a wig at either of these scenarios?
Yeah, you go to one of those places that the black ladies go to and get the weave thing, but it's a permanent one. They super glue it.
And does that go with the face? So the face is like permanent.
Like Bozo the Clown. So you have permanent facial and you have the hair.
So from the neck up, you're clown.
From the neck up, you're clown.
What about the
clown?
You can
decide if you're business clown or party clown, depending on
your. Is there a business casual clown?
Yeah, there's a lot of work for a business clown. I'm here for your corporate event.
The shoes, the clown shoes, do they go over your other shoes or are they actual clown shoes?
Or well, are they your feet?
The first time you put them on, your feet grow insanely big, and so you have to wear those clown shoes all the time.
They fill those shoes up?
They fill the shoes.
Damn.
Hey, this is my game.
That is drastically going to affect my decision.
Don't make a decision yet.
I think I'm about ready to.
What if you try to wear other clothes? Like, how much, like, are you able to... What if you try and wear other clothes?
An elephant comes and sucks them off of you.
Fuck.
Do you get paid for being a clown?
That's a very good question, Miles.
That's a good question.
That's when you play Would You Rather, that's the first question you should ask.
Is IBWIP going to pay for the clothes and or tattoos that you're going to get?
Now, you get paid. Obviously, you have clown face, clown makeup. You can get gigs as, like, an evil clown party because that's kind of in. You can work evil clown parties.
I got to find one this weekend.
And
lots of people want to scare the shit out of their kids for their birthday.
Right. And so, but as for the permanent clown clothes, no, you do not.
Oh, boy. This is tough.
When does this decision go into effect? Like, now?
Yeah, I mean, once you make a decision.
Trying to decide if I should play in clown clothes or clown face tonight.
The floor is almost closed. I need more questions.
Okay. When you're having sex, do you have to wear the clown wig?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
When you are having sex, you have to wear the wig, yes.
What about the clothes?
Because it's weaved into your
hair.
It's
a permanent weave.
No.
Molly, I can answer your question. You're never going to have sex again. Next question.
Okay. The clown clothes. So... You only get two outfits, that's it?
Yes.
Is there some sort of undergarment that goes with this? Because we're talking about canvas material.
The floor is closed.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Wow, didn't even get that one out.
Those are big moments to think about. Yeah.
Based off of the audience response, the floor is closed.
They lost interest in the
because
clown
clothes. I do believe that one girl over there was like, I don't give a fuck if he has clown face or clown clothes on.
But we do, Blake. We give one fuck.
All right.
Just one.
Brett Conlin, would you rather have a permanent clown face or permanent clown clothes?
I'm going to go with the clothes just because they seem really comfortable. They're just big and baggy. It'd be like just living in a big pocket of air for the rest of my life.
They seem comfortable?
Yeah, they seem nice and just
tent
airy.
Suit?
Yeah, they seem just nice and airy. You know?
All right.
Undisclosed undergarments, not sure.
Molly?
I am going to go with a clown face because then I won't have to do makeup anymore.
You would rather be an evil clown than do makeup every day.
That's exactly right.
I think you look beautiful without makeup on.
What'd you just Google nice things to say to your wife?
Right. Okay, Google. Nice things to say to wife. Jason.
The last time I visited my dad, he said I look like a clown already, so I guess I'm just going to go clown face.
Ooh, okay. And intern Heather.
I'm going to go clown face as well. I really like outfits, and so I think I could make it work. Kind of a St. Vincent kind of hairstyle.
All right, so we have three for clown face and only one for clown clothes.
Uh-oh.
The winner, Brett Conlin with clown clothes.
Oh, that's crap.
Because he thinks it would be comfortable to wear a 75-pound canvas suit. And that is Would You Rather.
That's really unfair because Brett Conlin seems to win at everything.
That's true.
He seems to win. He won this game, first of all.
He won my wife's heart.
He won your... Well, I was going to get to that, but I was going to say he's headlining tonight here at the High Note.
At this huge extravaganza.
He's got a beautiful girlfriend sitting at the bar. And, yes, and he has done time with your wife.
They've been down to pound.
Done time.
Let's go through this. For the listeners who obviously never listened to the show before, Brett Conlon and my wife were at a show by themselves where I was at home watching the children.
We were the only people at the show.
Taking care... I was a man at home taking care of my kids.
Where
my
you
wife
should be.
To go out and have a good time. And did she ever? Because I got a Voxer from...
No, you got the text message first.
I got a text message from Molly that said, hey, if Brett gets a hold of you, he tried to kiss me. Then I got a Voxer from Brett that said, if Molly tries to get a hold of you, she tried to kiss me.
No way.
So over the years, I've, you know... Brett's a really good friend, like a brother to me. My wife is like a wife to me. And I'm torn. So tonight, we are going to finish this once and for all. I'm going to choose Brett or Molly tonight.
Oh, damn. That is not a good idea.
So.
What? That's interesting, because isn't Brett spending the night with us tonight?
It's going to be an awkward night for one of us.
So. Yeah. I
think Molly just chose for me, saying that Brett was going to spend the night tonight. Oh, wait, that means Nani's spending the night, too.
Do you have a California...
She forgot to tell you that I'm staying the night and you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Oh.
Oh, we got a question from the audience. Yes, please.
This one or all of us?
I do.
Yeah.
I have some gay tendencies.
I'd have to say yes.
I kissed Jason last time I was on the show.
Prove it.
So we're here and we're queer. We're proud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Clayton.
No, they didn't laugh over there.
They don't like that.
Yeah.
Hey. You subscribe on iTunes. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear. All right. So that is Would You Rather. What else do we have? Anything else?
No.
No?
We didn't plan anything on this, right?
Speakeasy real quick?
No, I don't know.
Do you want us to do one more quick bit, or do you want us to say goodbye?
Say goodbye.
Hey there, fellas. Think you're quick on your feet? A rough and tumble? Well, knock three times on the door and join the fun. It's time for IBWIP Speakeasy. The drinks ain't free, but the gals and the dancing is.
Blake, what would you say IBWIP Speakeasy is?
IBWIP Speakeasy. It's where I've come up with a sentence, and we go through, and we try to tell a story. Each of us says a sentence, and we try to see what kind of story we come up with.
I was not prepared.
And that usually has gay tendencies.
It usually has gay tendencies in it. So this
we're looking at the bar.
Might be right up your alley. All right, here we go. We're going to go counterclockwise. That means Heather. Heather?
That's my name, yep.
I just think that means going to the right.
Okay, we're going
to
the right.
Still here.
All right, here's the sentence.
Here.
Let's continue the story. Every time I see the old lady go out to get her mail...
I make sure that I bring my binoculars.
So I can see steadily and deeply.
Because she's usually not wearing any clothes.
Which is just the way I like them.
I find that the women's body is most appealing when they're 85 years old and naked. Don't call me a creep.
So that's why I appreciate her going to get her mail every day, and this time she had a package.
You see, she had answered a Craigslist ad for adult Smurf movies, and they had finally came.
And the mailman had came just in time.
Ooh.
Oh.
Good job, mailman.
Even though they were wrapped in a brown paper, I could clearly see the word Smurf written on the package.
It could have been a real Smurf, but I was assuming it was the movies. So here was my chance. I had the Smurf movies, and I had a naked 87-year-old lady in my sights. My mouth began to water.
As I considered the plan that I was about to embark on, those Smurf movies would be mine by dawn.
I didn't make it to dawn. I woke up cold and alone with a bottle of lotion next to my bed.
So I turned on the television and frantically searched for Cartoon Network.
But all I saw was Adult Swim and a piece of rotting meat talking to a stack of French fries.
But when I went in my bedroom, I pulled down the sheets, and there she was. My beautiful new friend, Gladys, buck naked and with a smile on her face. And that is IBWIP Speakeasy. Does it keep going?
No, that's it.
Goodbye. Outro.
Outro. Okay, well, I wanted to thank you, everybody, for coming out and witnessing this train wreck. You guys made it fun. I hope you had a good time. I hope you laughed a couple times. I hope you check out IBWIP.com in the future. There's 8 years of back episodes, so you really... they just don't listen to episode 17. Anybody that knows, episode 17 is not to be listened to.
That's considered an emotional breakdown for you personally.
When you tell me not to listen to episode 17, you know exactly what I'm going to do when I get home.
If you're on the brink of suicide, that's...
that will push you over the edge.
That will comfort you in your time of need. But I just wanted to take a quick...
Hey, Blake. Yeah. Blake, real quick. Didn't you get on... is it Bubba the Love Sponge?
Bubba the Love Sponge. Yeah, I was on Bubba the Love Sponge, and they told me my podcast was horrible.
Were those their exact words?
They weren't wrong.
I don't even remember what it was, but it basically told me it was awful because it was that episode.
Oh, no. Ugh.
So I just want to go through real quick and give everybody some... I have a lot of thank yous, and so if you'll bear with me just 1 second, and then we'll get off the stage and get some real music and some real talented people up. I first want to give a big shout-out to Miles for her patience, support, and the sacrifice that she makes over the past 4 years so I can put on the show. So thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
A podcaster's life doesn't make good for their wife. All right. And also, I want to thank all my co-hosts and guest co-hosts that I've had over the last 8 years. This list is very fucking long. So Amish BJ and Cold Beer Coley, Mr. and Mrs. Bubba, Norma Jean and Creepy Guy. If you want to laugh, go back and watch the episodes. We used to do Norma Jean Watches Porn, and that was the funniest stuff we ever did. Jason, I want to thank you very much for all the hard work you do and you put into the show.
Good work, Jason. Except for that time he showed up late.
Except for the time he
never
showed up late.
Never forget.
Never
forget. I also want to thank Nurse Courtney, Dustin from Co-op Records, Whiskey Chaser Chase, Mute Jacob, who was here earlier, Negative Nick, Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlin, and everyone else that's been on the show. I've definitely had a lot of good times and met a lot of good people. A thank you to my engineer, Andy Hughes, from Section 86, for all the work that he does. You know, when I first started doing the show, about the first 2.5 years, I obsessed about downloads and I obsessed about how many hits and we'd get. And every Monday I would like email him and I had this Excel flow chart and he really put up with me for a long time. So I want to thank the thousands of bands that we've played over the last 8 years and the artists that we've had interviews on. I mean, if you like roots music and you like what music is really all about, which was what this show started at, I would suggest checking out those interviews. Some of them were very amazing, and there's a lot of good artists. So there's 75 or so, but anyway. And I want to thank all the dear friends that I have made over the last 8 years because of the show. Almost all of them have become family to me, and it's always been amazing to me how this goofy little podcast made me become close friends with people in California and Wisconsin and Florida and Canada, which I never thought I would have a friend in Canada.
Those damn Canadians.
Damn Canadians. So, you know, music in this podcast put a lot of people in my life, and I'm grateful for that. Biggie, I did not forget you. Did I? No, I did not forget you. I did not forget you. It's right here.
You forgot me. You forget Heather.
No, I said intern Heather. I said intern.
I don't think you did.
You said it now. Now you said it.
All right. Well, I'm an asshole.
Just kidding.
All the supporters that we've had over the past year, 8 years, craftvapory.com, ManyCam, and BarkBox. You'd be amazed at how much money we made on BarkBox for a podcast that didn't talk anything about dogs.
Tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars. And finally, a huge thank you to Chad Ng and the staff here at The High Note. They first of all, when I suggested this, Chad was didn't hesitate at all. He gave me the opportunity to do it, and as many of you know, The High Note and Chad have worked really hard in the past few months to get the bar back open.
Looks awesome.
And he continues to bring bands in and takes care of them. So another big round of applause for Chad. And I want to thank all of you because you, if your dog had a birthday or if your if your daughter was being born or something and you still made it here, thank you very much. That's all I got. Thank you guys. Thank you very much.
Hold on a second. But before you go, all these faces up here have changed over the years, but the one constant has been Blake Clayton. So the man who's made this show possible for eight years, 200 episodes, dozens and dozens of interviews with local artists getting their songs out there. Let's hear it for Blake Clayton. He's the man behind all this stuff.
Podcasting God.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And give us some time to clear out, and we'll get Flannel Mouth up here and make them do some work. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Well, they said we'd never do 200 quality episodes. They said we'd never get paid for doing the show. We'd never play for a packed house. They were right on all accounts.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.